When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2125. Are you setting smart weight loss goals or setting yourself up for failure? Part 1 by Julia Steyer with DietSpotlight.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Thanks so much for joining me once again. Today will be the start of one of our longer posts, which means I'll split the reading up between today and tomorrow's episodes. So, with that, let's get into the first part of this post as we optimize your life. Are you setting smart weight loss goals or setting yourself up for failure? Part 1 by Julia Steyer with DietSpotlight.com. The average dieter in the United States starts and fails a weight loss program about 4 or 5 times a year. Why? Are they setting smart goals? Are they setting themselves up for success or for failure? Hold the phones. What is the SMART acronym really? The SMART acronym refers to specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely goals. Often the abandonment of a diet program results in weight gain. Being smart can help you or someone you know to find success in the next diet or weight loss program they decide to pursue. Being smart isn't a measurement of your intelligence. It's an acronym that is commonly used for lifestyle or behavioral modification. It gives a generalized statement like wanting to lose weight a clear meaning and compelling direction. It can be used for broad goals like trying to quit smoking, or it can be used for more direct goals like wanting to run a sub-24-minute 5K. Quote, as a counselor, I work with clients to see the importance of taking care of yourself, taking the time to meal prep, taking the time to work out, and taking the time to enjoy life. Positive lifestyle change is not an easy task. It will take time to regain the healthy behaviors and habits that you had before life happened. Wellness is hard. Change is hard. Being unhealthy is hard. And having health issues is hard. You have to pick which of those you are willing to work through. This is according to Jennifer Reynolds, therapist at Talkspace. In the case of this article, we're going to apply SMART goals to weight loss. So when you begin to think about your next goal and how to conquer it, remember to be smart about it. What are SMART goals? SMART goals begin by taking a generalized statement and setting it up to become more precise and achievable. So let's start with the S in the SMART goal acronym. Be specific. Here, you want to begin focusing on and clearly defining what the intended outcome is and what you're looking to accomplish. Make it so anyone can understand your goal. Next, the M, measurable. How will your progress be measured? How will you know when you've reached your goal? Desired outcomes are better achieved if there's a way to monitor and manage your progress. A, attainable. Have you set a goal that makes sense for you? Does it challenge or stretch you, but still remain possible? R, realistic. Is the goal within the realm of possibility? Sometimes setting a short-term goal that you know can be achieved quickly will lead to procrastination. But if a goal is set too high, it might become discouraging when little progress is made. So it ends up being a mix of will and effort to complete the goal. Basically, think about it this way. Can you do it? Quote, "Everything that happens to you is a reflection of what you believe about yourself. We cannot outperform our level of self-esteem. We cannot draw to ourselves more than we think we are worth." This is according to Sasha Alexander, a life and health coach. And finally, the T, timely. When is the due date? What time frame are you looking to complete this goal? Offering a timeline gives the goal meaning and a sense of urgency to do it. SMART goal setting for weight loss. SMART goal setting for weight loss can be done rapidly or gradually. For long-term weight loss, taking a diet pill or an appetite suppressant alone won't cut it. This is why so many Americans fail at trying to lose weight. Quote, "Excuses either go hand in hand with, or like to disguise themselves, as blame. Ever heard someone say, 'I can't lose weight because of my genes or because of my thyroid'? That's someone blaming their circumstances and putting their body out of the realm of their control. While yes, medically, some things may be more difficult for one body to accomplish when compared to another, that doesn't mean that it can't be done." This is according to Kimberly Spencer, coach, writer, and owner of Crown Yourself. There are a number of different methods and questions that can arise when seeking to lose weight. Quote, "The head, heart, hands approach for building new habits is the key for success. Take on lifestyle changes that appeal to the mind, emotions, and body. When you are starting new habits, make sure you exercise these three key areas." This is according to Tai Nguyen from The Utopian Life. Did you know that muscle is more dense than fat? So the common question is, how can you burn fat, build muscle, and lose weight at the same time? To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "Are You Setting SMART Weight Loss Goals or Setting Yourself Up for Failure?" by Julia Steyer with DietSpotlight.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love, love, love when people set SMART goals. When I teach up-and-coming health professionals all about behavior modification, I want my students, these up-and-coming health professionals, to understand what it's like to try and set goals for yourself and then stick to them. It's not so easy. I tell them, how can you possibly tell a future patient or client of yours to go lose weight or just prep more meals at home when you haven't done that yourself? You've got to go through this process. I had to do the same. And what I found was I was not successful the first few times I tried this. I set SMART goals, but you know, you go off track. It happens. I'm human. But what always got me back on track, whatever that goal was writing things down, was remembering that I did set SMART goals, revising those goals, and then trying again. That's the key. Now, what's great about SMART goals, and I show my students this too, is that you can apply them to anything. And on this show, we're talking about SMART goals in the terms of weight loss and maybe improving your fitness, things like that. But you can apply it to anything else. Say you want to make more money. Say you want to have a bigger bank account. You can set SMART goals for that too. How would that work? Well, it's the same steps. You don't have to do anything differently. You have to set a goal that's specific, measurable, attainable or achievable, same thing, realistic, and timely. And without stepping too much on the toes of our other show in the old podcast network, Optimal Finance Daily, A SMART goal for having a bigger bank account might look something like this. If you start with the S, being specific, you would say, I want to have at least $1,000 in my savings account. Okay, that's a great start. Next, let's try and make it measurable. How are you going to measure that progress? How will you know when you've reached your goal? Well, luckily, we made the first step specific enough. We know that we want $1,000 in our bank account. If you had just said, I want more money in my bank account, that's not so specific. But by putting a number on it, well, now we know when we will achieve it. The next question we have to ask ourselves is this really attainable? Does this goal make sense to me? Does it remain possible? Hopefully $1,000, well, yeah, it seems like a lot, but hopefully not so out of reach. And you can modify this number according to you. I'm just using 1,000 as an example. Next, R, realistic. Is this within the realm of possibility? If it seems like $1,000, oh, that's no problem, that's too low, up it a little bit, but don't make it so high like $100,000 that it won't be achievable. And then timely, when are you going to have this $1,000 in your bank account? Set a date. And that's it. It's as simple as that. And then you simply track your progress. Am I getting closer to meeting the SMART goal? You could, of course, apply these concepts to nutrition and fitness, but also even stress management and obviously your finances. So use SMART goals for everything. And you might just find that you'll reach your goals more often. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you for listening every day. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you then, where your optimal life awaits.